This is URN.
Prince Harry has announced his engagement to Meghan Markle. So just a bit of a rundown on this story. So basically, Meghan Markle is a US actress who has been with Prince Harry since summer 2016. And they finally announced that they are going to be married in spring next year. So this has sparked a lot of excitement across the country, with people speculating as to whether there's going to be a bank holiday. At the moment, it looks like it's not going to be, as unfortunately to a lot of people's disappointment. But basically, the sort of top things on the story is that Harry is fifth in line to the throne. So obviously, this will be a royal wedding. Obviously, Meghan and Harry are unlikely to ever become, you know, Harry is unlikely to become King of England. And so therefore it's not likely to be the same sort of magnitude as the wedding of Princess Catherine and Prince William. But a couple of just facts that are circulating around about the wedding today, about the engagement, sorry. So Harry designed the ring that Meghan was given for her engagement, and it actually includes two diamonds that belong to Princess Diana, and the main diamond in the middle is a diamond from Botswana, which is supposed to symbolise the place where they've spent a lot of their time during their sort of first few years of their relationship. So it's very, very happy, lots of smiley pictures and things like that. But what I wanted to sort of bring open up to the panel is opinions on kind of how we think this is going to play out, in terms of, as much as this is so exciting for two people being in love and obviously announcing that they want to be married and be together, but bringing it back down to earth, this is a royal engagement, and so therefore there are obviously certain things that are going to have to be adhered to. So there's already been, you know, things saying that Meghan will not be able to have, officially her title will not actually be her own name. So she won't be Princess Meghan because she's not of royal blood. She'll be Her Royal Highness Prince Henry of Duke of Sussex, I think it is, that Prince Harry is. So, you know, just things like that, and the fact that obviously their wedding will have to comply with certain things. But I wanted to open it up to the panel about what you guys think to do. Obviously, Harry is not going, not likely to be King of England. So do we, or King of Great Britain. So do we feel that it's the kind of thing where they do need to adhere to all these traditions, or should they have more sort of freedom in their marriage? And also the idea that should they be given more privacy than perhaps Kate and Wills have had over the last couple of years?
Just to question that quickly. With that tied thing, because obviously Kate or Catherine isn't of royal blood either.
She's technically not Princess Catherine.
She's
though.
Her Royal
She's
Highness.
Her Royal
Prince
Highness
William.
Prince William, Duke okay. of Cambridge. Yeah.
Well, actually, that kind of illustrates the point I was about to make. This is a new generation of the royal family. I think there's been this kind of cloud of red smoke that's always encapsulated them, which has been this kind of corrupt and like tumultuous family, and we herald them because it's part of our national identity, but I think there were fundamental problems within the royal family, and I think the kind of the innocence and the youth and the vitality of what Will and Harry have to offer is kind of, the way I see it, is ushering in this new generation of royal families. So yeah, they should and they will adhere to certain traditions, but we can break free from them.
Well, there's already been changes. I mean, when Catherine was first pregnant with, if it was a girl, they would become the monarch regardless of whether it was a boy or a girl. And so I think there are things that the new generation, as you were saying, they'll kind of take the traditions, and I think certain ones like that doesn't have a big effect, and so they'll go along with it, because at the end of the day, to all her friends and family, she'll still be Meghan. But I think they'll take the traditions and choose the ones they want, and the ones that they don't want and have a bigger impact, they might get rid of.
I think as well, just the fact that, because Meghan Markle has actually been married before, and she's been divorced, obviously, from that first marriage. And so that's quite significant in the fact that, you know, if we think back to when Prince Charles wanted to get married to Camilla, that was a massive, like, scandal, controversy across the whole country.
Well, and also, less than 100 years ago, I can't remember, but the king, and I should know the name, but he obviously wanted to get married, and he was in love, and he abdicated his throne because she'd been divorced.
Wallis Simpson.
Because she'd been divorced twice.
Yeah, no, so it's, I think even with the traditions that are going to have to be adhered to with this engagement and this marriage, it is certainly indicative of the fact, like Dan says, it's ushering in a new sort of age of the monarchy, and I think personally I feel that that's fantastic. Just to open up another question, do you guys think that this is something that does deserve to be a big story? Is it still something that, because it's our royal family, we should all, you know, have a bank holiday, we should all be celebrating in the streets? Because one of the things that the Mirror reported today was that this morning on ITV had basically a massive segment of this morning was dedicated to sort of things about, oh, who's going to design the dress and all this kind of thing, and a lot of viewers messaged in to say this is ridiculous, you know, like, why are we talking about this, can we get on with life, can't wait till tomorrow when we're back to normal and things like that. So do we think this is something that's maybe been overhyped, or is it kind of just on the back of the royal wedding in 2012 we're kind of trying to continue that sort
of
picture?
Well, as Dan said, it's part of our national identity, and so I think it's a nice, happy story for change and national identity. A lot of people will enjoy kind of not jumping on the bandwagon, but, you know, getting involved in it and thinking, because it's a nice story for a change.
I think as long as it doesn't take over on, like, this morning or any news programme from other news stories that are inevitably happening every day. I think having a little light-hearted story, everyone loves a good wedding, good engagement. But at the same time, I don't think that we can say, oh, they shouldn't have to adhere to all the traditions and sort of the royal traditions, and then they should get the same treatment with a bank holiday and having the same sort of level of enthusiasm around the wedding. I think it needs to be one or the other. They need to have either a bit more privacy, or it needs to be a massive deal. I don't think you can kind of say it needs to have elements of both.
I think it is a massive deal. I think, one, it's incredibly exciting. It's a royal wedding. And two, it kind of denotes this fundamental change in the way our royal family operates. This is a mixed race woman who has been married before coming into our royal family, whereas almost 100 years ago now, a king abdicated because he wanted to marry an American woman. That's how far we've come. We are capable of now ushering in and welcoming a new phase of the monarchy, and I think it is exciting.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely something that, you know, the people that are messaging in on the Mirror, they can have their qualms about it, but I think we're going to say in the studio that we're quite excited. So yeah. Bring on spring 2018.
This is URN.